You're welcome back to part three of Religion Matters. This is Brenda Dunn with you for the next few minutes here on KFM. Hope that you and yours are well this morning. Now, my final guest this morning is Sister Trinita. She's a presentation sister. She's based in Port Leash and she joins me this morning for first time to chat to you, Sister Trinita. You're very welcome to Religion Matters.
Thank you very much, Brenda.
Not at all. Now, you have a very interesting and important and even a timely event taking place this coming Tuesday. Tell our listeners about it.
Yes, that's right, Brenda. We have a service, an interfaith prayer service next Tuesday evening in St. Peter and Paul's Church in Port Leash at 7:30. And it will involve representatives of nine different religious faith traditions. So just to say a little bit about the why of it.
Yes, please.
Next Wednesday, the 21st of September, is International Day of Peace, which was originally initiated by the United Nations in 1981, and the first celebration was 1982. But that celebration continues year in, year out, on the 21st of September. It's a global event, really. And next Wednesday, there will be literally hundreds of millions of people across cities, towns and villages in our world. And there'll be thousands of NGOs and they'll come together in peace-related activities in order to promote peace.
And can you tell us about just the details of some of the faith groups taking part in the event in Port Leash? You don't have to give us all of them, but just a flavour of some of them who are taking part.
Okay, so we will obviously have the Catholic, we'll have the Jewish, the Islamic, the Hindu, the Baha'i, the Buddhist, the Sikh, the Church of Ireland and Romanian Orthodox.
And that actually takes place in the St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Port Leash, that beautiful church in Port Leash.
That's right, Brenda. And I want to say a particular thanks to Adrian Christie from the Dublin City Interfaith Forum, because he is in fact partnering with us in running this event.
And is the service that you use, obviously it's not a mass, it couldn't be a mass, but is the service you use, does it have similarities to services that are going to be used around Ireland and around the world, or are you left to do your own service and your own choice of what to put together?
Well, we're left to do our own choice of what to put together. But the reality will be that the different faith traditions will give us some sense of what peace means in their tradition, and we'll have some readings and prayers from their own tradition. So it will be a combination of all of the, if you like, readings and prayers of the different traditions.
And is this the first time that you've done this in St. Peter and Paul's, or have you done it in previous years?
No, it's the first time.
We are looking forward to as many as possible.
Everybody is welcome.
Yeah, and it's quite something. I think it's more important than ever that we kind of show the importance of how peace and all of what unites us rather than what people put up as the things that divide. And
yes,
I think unity and prayer are important at this time.
Yes, absolutely, Brenda, because I suppose part of her promises is this. We are all used to now the daily atrocities in our world. And I suppose we have options. We can become paralysed by fear in the face of these atrocities. Or we can, as the old saying is, we can light a candle rather than curse the darkness. So basically what we're doing in Port Leash on Tuesday evening is we're lighting a candle to promote peace, to draw people's attention to the fact that we can do two things. We can pray for world peace and we can contribute individually by living peacefully in our own place, whether our home or whether our country or neighbourhood.
I think the symbolism of all of those faiths coming together this particular year of 2016 will be something that's quite powerful on Tuesday evening.
Thank you very much, Brenda.
Well, listen, do you want to just give us the detail again, just for people who might have been running for a pen? Just give us the time and the detail again, please, Sister Trinita.
The time is 7:30 p.m. The venue is St. Peter and Paul's Parish Church in Port Leash.
Okay, well, we'll share that out on our social media for you, and hopefully we'll get lots of people showing up in support, in solidarity, and with the desire that all of us kind of have in our hearts for peace. Sister Trinita, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and I'm sure we'll chat to you again.
Thank you very much, Brenda.